and PJ podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Massive concern. Is this true, Alex? We need to be quick recording the podcast intro. PJ's going to be scorer.
I've told you all day.
So tonight is Fletch Warner Megan's $10,000 pub quiz fact of the day final.
Yeah.
Is it true PJ's really scoring?
Yeah.
See, this is like, I'm not fucking
around.
I was
an academic at high school. Why is this so hard to believe?
Because we hear the show.
I think it's more like they'll be like, PJ, write down that person win. Like that kind of thing. She's
gotcha.
More of a scribe.
Oh, I'm great at scribing. Gotcha. Is that a word?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think she's more like the front end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just...
The work's like, happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, the
yeah,
pretty
she's
face.
A facade.
Yeah. Nah, front end.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty face, pretty
thank
face.
You.
Hey, so real quick. Joe Hunkin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Works for the New Zealand Herald. She can't hear us.
She can't.
No,
she's just outside the room. She runs the Spy website.
Yeah. She also does a Game of Thrones podcast for the Herald.
Yeah.
And she came into the studio chest beating about how her podcast is beating ours on iTunes.
No
Joe!
Way.
Joe!
No
get her
way.
In here. Get her in here. All right. Come in here, Game of Thrones queen. Here we go. All right, she can't. Okay, she's entering now. She hasn't known. She doesn't know what we're talking about. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you,
Joe. Can I just say your hair always looks immaculate, and you look like you could be in a hair magazine.
Oh,
and
God
it's so
almighty.
Annoying.
Jeez, PJ's laying down the woodwork in case you get a photo of her hammered eating a kebab tomorrow. Not to print it on Spy. Please don't print it on Spy, Joe. I told you. Remember, your hair looks lovely.
She's got to bank up the credit.
I'm hearing you, Joe. I just wanted to welcome you and thank you for lowering yourself onto a podcast like this. That does worse than yours.
It's true.
How many weeks have you been
beating
us?
Are you beating us in the
podcast? We are not just beating you. We're beating Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Shut up.
How many times are you listening to your own podcast?
We are NZME's second most popular podcast.
What's the most popular?
Brown Hands by Hodaki. If you're not familiar with it, it's a parody of another popular investigative crime, true crime podcast, which we won't mention.
Who's on that?
It's Jeremy Wells and Matt Heath, and it is about the investigation of an ominous fart.
Doesn't worry. It doesn't matter
classic
what it's about.
Hodaki.
If it was Jeremy Wells just breathing for 35 minutes, PJ would download it.
More to the point, let's talk about my podcast,
the worst
Game of Thrones podcast in the world.
So what do? You just get a couple of mates in and bitch about the episode.
We get it's the Time Out Entertainment team. We've had some guest stars, including Vaughn Smith.
It really is like the hot chicken for nerds.
And we just talk about Game of Thrones
like
and what we thought. I'm kidding, it was a joke. Guys, how come you can always be sarcastic and make jokes and then when I make a joke,
guys,
it's not funny?
Guys, I've just logged on to Spy and they've written an article about PJ tickets on herself. Oh, mate.
I was joking. Sorry.
I'm laughing, Paige.
Thank
I'm
you,
laughing.
Joe. You know
I got your back.
Joke. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, the beauty queen has spoken. We better wrap it up. Joe, congratulations on beating us in the podcast world.
Well done, Joe.
Can you plug our podcast on yours then?
I'll look into it.
Do
you watch Game of Thrones?
Hate Game of Thrones.
You are not coming on our podcast then.
Should have lied.
The Jason PJ podcast.
I'm excited about the show today.
Weren't up for yesterday's show?
No. Didn't
feel strong about Tuesdays.
I just got a good feeling.
And Mondays was a punish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying being here at work.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
4 hours a day. I went out for a little lads brekkie today. Caught up with producer Alex and our intern, the Deviant.
Yeah, I did get the memo after you guys had actually gone out.
No, that was boring work stuff. Don't worry. We know how you tune out of meetings. Just wanted to save the awkwardness.
Okay,
you know
cool.
What I mean?
Fair enough.
I said, Alex, why don't you pick the cafe? And he picked, I'm going to say, trendy, hipster-style cafe.
Right.
Not one I'd normally go
so
to.
So you'd drink out of jars?
Yes. All that
were there jars present?
Yeah, got it. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, oh, why throw out what the food came in when we can palm that off as a glass?
Yeah.
You know? I've got the menu here. It was online. I just want you to read out, I think it's the sixth item down on the menu.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mince on toast?
Yeah.
Good choice.
Great choice.
comforting food choice.
We're eating about 11 o'clock, so I'm like, I don't want breakfast.
No.
But I don't want lunch.
Oh, let's go somewhere in the middle.
Exactly.
Let's go spicy mince. Okay, so we've got spiced mince, fried egg,
yep,
coriander, chili, crispy shallots. Yum. What's wrong with that? Of course you'd find an issue with it.
No.
It's food.
What? You know when cafes try and be creative?
Yeah.
Like I just wanted mince on toast. But yeah, it cooked up mince.
You're in the middle of a big city and you're at a hipster cafe. That's not going to happen.
So this plate comes out. It looked like a garden. And it was wilted kale.
A garden.
Like, so it was just green. The plate was green. It was like, oh, I'm getting a garden. And amongst the garden was like, it was...
Eden.
Like a giant deep fried, it looked like a deep fried crumb sausage.
Oh.
And then as I broke it open with my knife, inside was the mince.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, that's confusing. I thought you were going to say it was the egg. I thought you were going to say it was like a crumb egg and a
fried egg on top. So in my head, I'm like, you know when your mind...
So was it the shape of a sausage?
Yes. And you know when you're that's telling confusing. Your mind that you're about to eat something?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like people say, oh, hot dog burgers. And it's got
was
like...
Was it sort of dry mince or wet mince?
Wet mince. Yeah.
And a sausage.
No, she's getting caught up in the sausage. It was the shape of a sausage, but the material was like bread material.
So it was like a long shape. No, I'm sorry. I'm really trying to get my head around this.
It was like a mince on toast chimichanga.
What's that?
Yeah.
You know what chimichanga?
Like a churro. No. Like, I love churros. Know,
like a deep fried roll. So it was like they'd wrapped the mince with toast and then crumbed it.
Yeah, I'm not here for that.
Deep fried it.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. You with me?
No. Yeah.
You loved it though.
You think I had sausages, didn't you?
I'm not going to lie. I'm still really struggling to visualise.
You know what my favourite is?
Oh, Jason's, don't do it,
Jason. Jason's saying all these expletives like, stupid, bloody stupid menus, bloody hipster cafe, bloody. And then the lady comes over and she goes, food all right? And he's like, lovely, thank you. It's
delightful.
So
I love it. Oh, yeah.
That I've ever seen.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I want to talk about camera cops. Not real police officers.
Oh, like almost self-appointed vigilantes.
Exactly. Mm. People that like to take the law into their own hands, and rather than using a taser or a gun, they use a camera.
Yeah, and then subsequently they post it on the local community page.
You got it.
Yep.
Yep. Look at the way Mary parks.
Yep.
Let's name and shame them.
Yep.
If you're someone like that, if you have been a camera cop, 0800 dials ZM or someone in your office, if they're like that, by all means, dob them in. Story that's gone viral coming out of the States at the moment. Yellowstone National Park over in the States. It's quite a massive parkland. And there are a lot of thermal areas.
Yes.
Geysers? Yeah, I didn't know the technical term. Alex was running me through it before.
Yeah. It's geysers, isn't it? Geyser.
It's not what you call a technical term. That's just what they're called. Yeah, they're a geyser.
Now I want gyoza. Now you made me hungry. All I'm doing now is thinking of those delicious little dumplings with pork in
very
them.
Very different, Hawkins.
Damn it. Okay.
Back on track.
You don't know. Maybe they're serving them in the park. Don't tell me how to feel. So anyway, there was this US tourist. He was going through the parklands and he noticed there was a group of tourists from Thailand who had ignored the warning signs.
A lot of people do, eh? I've seen this happen before.
Oh, I mean, when you look at the signs, they're quite small. And, I mean, if you're thinking of gyoza at the time, you're not looking for them. They've ignored the warning signs and gone over and stood in the thermal areas and gotten photos. Even down to like the waterline. Like the waterline's bubbling and they're sitting there smiling for photos. This guy, being a camera cop, has started filming them. He's filmed the sign saying no trespassing and then he's lecturing them on camera.
Yeah.
He's posted the video. It's gone viral. A lot of people are having a go on him going, mate, you know, who are you? You bloody stop running around with a camera.
That reminds me of Aussie Romance, my ex, your friend. One time we were just, you know, having a lax weekend on a Saturday morning. It was all chill. We were walking across the pedestrian crossing. What?
Is this a story where he ripped out a camera?
In public.
Gotcha. Right.
I'm asking. And he noticed that there was a girl using her phone while she was waiting at the lights in her car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we're walking across the pedestrian path.
In the middle of the...
Yeah, and he just starts filming. And I literally just had my face. Like, I know you shouldn't be on your phone. But the car was stopped and he was blatantly filming her. And then he was like, I'm going to post that. I'm going to go post that on the local police page. Which, you know, like, I know...
Did you have your head down?
Yeah, I was very...
You know, the funny bit is, people in other cars would have seen this guy holding a camera phone and you with your head down going, oh, poor Paige running from the paparazzi again. She can never go out.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Are you a camera cop? Are you one of those people that when you see someone doing something wrong, you pull out your mobile phone and you film them. You know, we used to have an old lady that lived around the corner from us.
Yeah.
And she would set up her little director's chair out the front of her house.
Yeah.
And watch everyone come down Delavan Street because it was like a massive slope and people sometimes would speed down there.
Oh, no.
And she'd sit there with her handy cam and film it and write down the number plates. And I
sit there please, thinking, but to be fair, that's the most exciting thing going on right
how
now.
How does she know what speed they're doing? She just assumes.
She'll just wait. She'll just wait.
She just assumes. Like 0800 dials at M to join the show. G'day, Nat. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
You a camera cop?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, did you pull out the camera coppage?
That's not a word. I take photos of people's parking and I post it to the Facebook page, your parking is bad and you should feel bad.
Oh, God.
How often are we doing this, Nat?
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 or 3 times a year. Not that often.
Okay. Right.
Do you get excited when you see a really bad park? Like, oh, this photo is going to get some likes?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten out and gone, oh, God, Natalie, that was a terrible park, and then you thought, oh, no, I'll readjust it in case someone takes a photo?
No, I've got a tiny little car, so my car parks are perfect every time.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those people.
Me too.
Driving around what looks like a bloody roller skate. Those small little hatchback things. All right, cheers for your call, mate.
What about you, Buzz? Are you a camera cop?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm a truck driver. I drive 45 tonne of steel up and down the Lewis Park.
Yeah, mate. Yep.
Yeah, mate.
No, camera cop big time. Trucks are very polite.
Right.
As for the cars on the road and the freaking motorhomes, I've had motorhomes pass me with 2 seconds to spare or someone.
Yeah, right.
And I got my own wee website on Facebook called It's Just What We Do, New Zealand Trucking, and I put everything on there.
You know what I like, Buzz?
So is that your main means of media? You don't go to other Facebook pages? That's where you upload it all?
I upload it to there, but then a lot of other people take it from there and it gets shared all over the place because, I've got a lot of mates in the trucking industry, so...
You're quite a big name.
I put it on one place and it goes viral.
You can hear the passion in your voice, Buzz, and you're trying to censor yourself. Yeah. Like I reckon you've almost sworn 9 times.
Very, very close to it.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Vocabulary is definitely not even close to this, but being on here, I thought I'd better be a good boy.
Well, you're doing well, Buzz. Hey, Buzz, plug your website. Yeah. What's your website?
It's just a Facebook page. It's called It's Just What We Do, New Zealand Trucking. And it's the good, the bad and the ugly.
Right. You know, it would have been hilarious if the Facebook page was full of swear words and we're like, plug your page, mate.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Sorry, Deviant. Deviant Dover, just before we went to where he's like, when you guys get off air after the next break, can you pick up line 1 and wish them a happy anniversary? Who's called through?
Nice.
Sorry?
It's their 7-year anniversary. I thought it'd be nice if you say something.
Well, do they want to talk on the show or just off the air?
I don't know. I can put them through if you want.
What's their names?
What?
What are their names?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Oh. Hello, who's that?
How's it, Jace?
I'm good, buddy. Who have we got?
Jade and Natasha.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, just sitting back listening to yous.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well, happy 7th anniversary. Are you taking the missus out tonight? What are you doing?
Well, if you get a babysitter, I'm not sure yet.
I'll tell you what. If you can organise a babysitter, we'll shout your dinner. You hang on there. Deviant will grab your details, and we'll I got Ross Boss's credit card, so we'll hook you up for dinner.
All righty. That's awesome.
No hotel room. You already got kids. Just the dinner. All right. Good on you guys.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, no more.
No. He's like, please, God, no more.
One and done.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, there we go. Nice.
Yeah. Order champagnes. Ross Boss's card. Producer Alex is joining us yet again. We've been doing this segment every day this week. I love it. Rules are simple.
It's called Yes or No. Yep. It's based off the Facebook page. Yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a bunch of different things.
Yep.
You've got 3 seconds to come up with a response for these things. No ifs, buts, whens or whys.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
If you could sound happy to be here, that'd be great too. All right.
No.
Topic number one.
Topic number one, shoes off at home.
3, 2, 1.
No. I don't really care.
I don't care. Makes me stressed out. Just come in, get the dirt on. It's going to come off anyway.
I'll tell you what, when I go to someone's house and they're like, and they give you the look, like I'm just like, that's so 1985. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, with the big fluffy carpet.
Yeah. Like, get over it, mate. We're wearing shoes. You know what I mean? Even open homes, like people are treading through there. God. All right, next.
Next question. Hosking moderating the leaders' debate.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
No. I don't give a shit. I honestly don't know.
I feel like mix it up.
No, you know what? No. No, because that's biased. If ZB's got a representative, why can't I go and do a round as well? Imagine me in there.
Because you don't give a shit. You just
No. I do. Of course I do. But like, you know, imagine, you know, me wrapping up a meeting.
Oh, you know, yeah. But you get very bored very quickly.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, English, you're going on a bit. Let's wrap it up. You got 60 seconds. People would love it.
All right, next question.
Next one.
Flight mode on the plane.
3, 2, 1. No.
Yes! Jason!
Oh, come on.
Jason.
It's 2017. Like, my iPhone's going to affect
Jason.
The plane. Like, really?
I'm never flying with you again. That could give me mass anxiety.
Oh, safety reasons, you shouldn't do it.
Have you ever flown with it on and then been like 30,000 feet in the air and got a text halfway through your flight?
I've forgotten to turn it on. As I'm landing, I'm... Oh, that was a little surprise. Oh, yep, I'll be there soon. Yeah. Trying to sneak away a message after you've already took off, and you're like, come on, send.
Yeah, this is stressing me out.
Okay,
so
sorry. Okay, sorry.
Uneasy.
Irresponsible. Obviously, it was a hypothetical. Don't try that at home or on planes.
All right, next one. Stairs two at a time.
3, 2, 1. Yes.
Three at a time. Get as many in as possible.
Oh, people are going step by step.
I can't deal with one at a time.
Step,
nah. Honestly, they need to make steps larger.
Yes.
It's like so counterproductive.
If you're doing step by step, use the lift.
Yes.
No one's got time to be stuck behind you.
No, I can't think the last time I went up step by step by step by
no,
step.
No.
And I like to do things slowly.
That's a good point. If she's doing it quick, take a good hard look at yourself if you're going step by step. Have we got any more?
Yeah, last one.
Okay.
Max Keys vlogs.
3, 2, 1. No. Paige, you didn't answer.
Yeah, I did. I said no under my voice.
Oh! I'm only saying no because you featured on it.
I usually did.
I like that game. That's fun. This is Kesha and Praying. Afternoon, Jace and PJ. We love you, Maxie, in case you're listening. Give us a shout out on the vlog.
The Jace and PJ podcast.
Jace, I realise I've started doing something and I want to know if you do this as well.
Is it post mundane stories on Instagram?
No. I've had so many people give me shit about that today. Can you not add to the pile? So the other weekend, it was after a rather jovial Saturday night. I wasn't feeling overly flat on Sunday morning.
Birthday weekend or just...
It was birthday weekend.
Oh, they all blend into one another.
It was birthday weekend and I went to the servo and for some reason I was craving these sour snakes and I don't know why, like never want them.
This is on the Sunday morning?
Correct.
Not
Sunday.
Like,
Sunday afternoon.
Right, so this isn't like a 2 a.m. on the trip home.
No.
Okay.
This is sort of the afternoon.
The
and
sour snakes?
Yeah, really. So I had one or two and then I was like, you know what, that's all I needed. Since then, they've been sitting on my passenger seat in the car, opened. And I could throw them out or I could finish them. But instead, I've decided to make it a test. So every time I get in my car, I look at the little bag.
I do this.
And I go, oh, could have it. Or I could feel really good about myself and say no.
And they're
I'm
only
not going to have a snake.
They're only there for the test.
To test my self-control.
I do this.
Have you?
Yeah. So what I'll do is, you know how like sometimes I'll buy a little tub of ice cream?
I could have known it was going to be to do with ice cream.
I'll buy like, you know, the Koha Road salted caramel.
Have they sent you any free stuff yet?
Best ice cream available. Koha Road salted caramel. Jace@zmonline.com.
Oh my God.
I'll have a bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to bed and I'll be like, Jason, you said you were going to get skinny. Why are you doing this? And then I'll lay in bed and I'll just be sitting there going, you're disappointing yourself. Why do it? And then I will go, that's it. I'm going to throw out the leftover ice cream tomorrow. But I'll go, no, what a waste. Let's leave it in there as a
and
test.
And then you feel good every time you turn it down.
Yes. No. Yeah, well, that was the plan, but normally I go home the next day and finish it up.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I'm addicted to the show. Shark Tank.
Yeah, it's like a Dragon's Den ripoff, isn't it?
Well.
Or is it the original?
No.
What came first?
It's a ripoff.
Oh, it
and I know they've run the Aussie Shark Tank over here in New Zealand, and I've gone online and watched the US one as well. You know, entrepreneurs walk in, they pitch their idea.
Mm-hmm.
I said it wrong. Pitch their idea and try and get an investment in the sharks.
Mm.
I was watching the Australian app last night, and there were two guys on there trying to tackle the fitness world. And they'd come up with a machine called the SpeedFit.
SpeedFit is this smart combination of EMS technology, which is electric muscle stimulation, and personal training. 20 minutes of this workout can can be equivalent to hours of exercise without having to lift a single weight.
As you can imagine, that statement got my interest.
I bet it did. No! No! You know what it is? Yeah, it reminds me of those vibrating machines.
Don't write it off.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to try it.
Oh,
but I just feel like at the end of the day, you got to exercise and eat well. And it is.
That's so the old school way of thinking. You need the speed fit way of thinking. 20 minutes, just lasers up.
Oh my God, you've bought it already, haven't you?
No, I've been online. I've been reading all the testimonials and Lou's like, can you not buy something on TV? Like they're normally not that genuine. I'm like, don't be like that. If anything, that little sticker on the side of the box that says, as seen on TV, is a magnet for people like me.
Oh, God, that's right. I remember my grandmother used to buy so many things off TV.
Oh, mate.
We had the, I don't know if you remember the feather duster. And there were so many ads for it, the feather duster. But it was like a,
Did you walk in and she was tickling your granddad's feet with a feather and she tried to pass it off like a little feather duster?
No, I didn't have a grandfather. But, But anyway, no,
That's
okay.
That's how that feels. Yep.
She had the feather duster.
Right. Yeah, no, I've never heard of that.
She got that
one
off TV.
Do they have the pet egg over here?
What's the pet egg?
I saw it advertised in the States. It's like a little, it looks like the mouse of a computer and you run it over the heels of your feet and it scrapes off this dead skin.
Oh my God, no, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah, little pet egg. And then you open it up and you dust the dead skin into the bin at the end. I think there's
a pet egg.
There's a shop in Sylvia Park at the shopping centre here where I think they do all the as seen on TV stuff.
Oh, like it's an actual as seen on TV store. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Davey and Davo, you've used a machine like this. Have you bought it off TV?
Yeah, we bought something similar off TV. Me and my brothers are real skinny and we're like, oh, we're going to buy this and get really ripped. And it's like this thing you put on your arms and it pulsates and it pretty much shocks your muscles. And the idea is that it makes you muscly.
Did it work?
Look at him.
No, what a waste of money.
Yeah. How much do they want for it?
I think it was over $100 or something.
Yeah, but I bet they did it like this.
If you buy now, you get two easy payments of something.
I've just looked up the pet egg. It's just like a cheese grater.
It's a cheese grater. But who's going to buy the cheese grater for your feet? You're like, oh, no. But then when you hear the cute little pet egg, you're like, oh, I'll buy two of them. And most of the time, they chuck a second one in free.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Guess what I found the ad for, everyone?
Everyone gets calluses. They're ugly, itchy, and gross. And getting rid of them can be a real pain. Until now. Introducing the all-new Pet Egg Power. Your feet will look younger, feel baby soft, and always be ready for a night on the town.
Always ready for a night on the town.
Baby soft?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like now I think about it, actually holding a baby egg. What was it called? A pet egg?
A pet egg. Do not hold the baby and rub the baby on your feet.
I know that.
This is why you're not allowed to look after my kids.
I don't know if I'd want to rock around town with a pet egg in my bag.
Daddy's here to pick you up. PJ, why are you rubbing Hudson on the heel of your foot? Because I'm after a good night on chess. I need baby soft feet. I'm going out on the town.
Oh, 800 does it in. What did you buy off the TV?
You are not getting anywhere near my children.
Hello, Lois. How are you?
Hi. I'm on board with your feather duster thing.
Yes, the bright green one?
It was like a purple shiny thing.
Right. And is it just pretty much a duster?
It's a static duster, isn't it?
It's like a duster. It's like this weird plastic thing. I think it was like via Suzanne Paul or something.
Yes.
She like throw in a free natural glow or something.
Oh, they love the freebies.
It's always the extra freebies that lure you in, eh?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, it attaches paper. And it did like this thing where you could see like paper being magnetized to it. And I'm like, well, I don't know how they did that because it just moves everything around and it does. It's just shit. It does nothing.
I was watching one the other day for an air fryer and I'm like, look at that. They're making cakes and doing roasts. And I'm like, when am I doing that?
I know, that's it. They really con you into thinking you need it.
And just when they throw all the free stuff in, you go, God, how much is this thing
worth? If you don't buy it now, then it'll be so much more expensive in 2 minutes. Hello, Selena.
Hi.
Hello, what'd you buy off TV?
Oh, my mum bought that mop thing because she could get a free gift with it and then she returned it in the guaranteed time and kept the free gift.
Oh! That's good. So do they let you keep the free gift?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this changes.
What was the gift?
An extra mop. So you have to just return the mop, the original mop, and she just kept the...
You know why? They prey on people like me who'd sit there with that plan and then it'd arrive and I'd be too lazy and I'd go, oh, I'm not going to the post shop.
Exactly.
And then I'm stuck with two mops and out of coin, $90.
Yeah.
We should try that, though.
Cheeky.
We should. I'll tell you what.
To get a mop.
Yeah, next week on the show, Alex... We still got Ross Boss's credit card. You know where it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next week on the show, I think you and I should buy something each. Don't tell each other.
Yeah.
Buy something each from infomercials and see what we get.
I like that.
Yeah. But we, to see who gets the better deal. Like you're after something with free stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe like the money back guarantee, definitely, yep. so we can return it. See what we get.
Hello, Hayden.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, what did you buy off the TV?
It wasn't me, and Jace is going to totally and utterly understand my frustration on this.
Okay. What have
Dad, I'm... one year, bought everyone in the family their stupid, I call it the Apple Slinky machine, the thing that peels and then slices the apple into it and pulls out the core and it makes it into like an apple slinky.
Genius.
No.
No.
No. Hayden, you're talking about the thing you clamp it on the side of your bench and you twirl the apple and it's what?
Yeah.
A,
oh. Yeah. Like, why?
I know.
Why?
I know. And you could do it with potatoes too and then deep fry them.
He tried to sell it to us by saying, oh, you could do it with carrots. What? Like, why?
A curly
I think you
carrot.
And Hayden should hang out together.
Not at bloody Christmas time. I don't want one of those shit products from his dad.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, no. What have I done?
There's something I need to talk to you about. Your Instagram.
Oh, no. Alex already talked to me about it.
What about?
Well, about my... He thinks someone needs to moderate my stories.
Yeah, I've unfollowed.
Can you unfollow
me? No. They're getting a bit chatty at night, but I think that's because you're now single and you're just chilling on the couch and everything. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's what mate, if that's how you're passing the time and you feel good about it, then
last
go for
night
you.
I got carried away because I did post like quite a sporty picture and then I was like, this isn't an accurate representation of what I'm doing right now because I was eating fried chicken.
Stop there. This is what we need to talk about.
What?
The latest trend at the moment seems to be go to the gym, not necessarily work out, but do a photo or a video of you attempting to work out and post that. Everyone's doing it.
Mm.
Here's my concern. Last night, you posted a photo of you lunging.
Yes.
Right, up a street.
Yeah.
You even put here hashtag waiting to be roasted by Jace.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing my part. So it's a photo someone's taken.
Yeah.
Of you across the street and you lunging up a hill.
Yep.
Here's what worries me the most. You've either set your phone up across the road on a self-timer and then run over and gotten the lunge position, or you've asked someone to take photos of you while working out.
No, it was my coach.
Who should be coaching.
He was, but this was right at the end. This is like the last one. He's like, oh, let's try and get some outside snaps.
So do you say, hey.
He actually goes, no, let's just get a couple. Like literally.
You'd have your phone out. You must be
I didn't have my phone out. That was on his phone.
Oh, so now you just share photos with each other.
Yeah, he'll send it through
so
afterwards.
If I go through your phone, there would be no workout photos on there.
Promise.
Really?
From yesterday, 100%.
No. Not from yesterday.
Oh, no, from other times, yes, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah. But no, yesterday.
What is it, the craze at the moment? Everyone just posts a photo. Like, I feel like I'm not missing out on running and being healthy. I'm just missing out on being able to post photos of me at the gym.
I don't know. I think, I like the progress. I like to be able to watch the progress, like over time. And sometimes there's lack of progress.
Do people just like comments from other people going, you're doing so well, you're in the gym?
I
don't get it. Should I post photos of me walking past gym? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like just to jump on the crow. This is me outside
Can you
Jets.
Actually do that?
Yeah.
Oh, you look. Should do that.
Yeah. Oh, me eating a burger outside another gym. Hashtag activewear. You know, like I'm missing out. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
I've definitely toned down a bit because I realised it was probably a bit in your face.
No, six photos ago was a video of you boxing.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Just walked past Megan before from The Breakfast Show. She is my new favourite.
What'd she say? Did she compliment your top?
No, no. She just... sorry, Alex, what did Megan from The Breakfast Show just say to me as I was walking past?
She said, you look not as fat as usual.
No, excuse me. She said... She said I look skinny today.
You do, actually.
Oh, don't jump on her compliment. Do not do that.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
Alrighty, $1,000 on the line. We're going to be joined by Fletcher Vaughan later. Cancel that. Megan will be in coming up around 6 o'clock. But at the moment, $1,000 on the line. Rules of the game, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I'm going to give you a topic. You have to say something from that topic until one of you can't. Our two people on the phone today, David and our reigning champ, Bianca.
B, how you feeling?
I'm actually a little bit nervous tonight.
No, you've got this. You've come so far.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
All right, well, let's, guys, what about David?
Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, buddy.
According to PJ, you do not have this, David.
No, I just feel like we've... I think David's probably got this in the bag, but I feel like we've built up...
Well, you just said Bianca's got it in the bag. Who's got it? Who's got it? Who are you
going
for?
We've built up this rapport with Oh, shit, let's play the game.
This is why I don't take you to the footy. Like, you know, it wouldn't
don't
work.
Don't lie, you don't even go to the footy.
Well, that's the other reason I don't take you. But all right, okay, are we ready, guys?
Yeah, sure.
One round winner takes all.
Good luck, both of you.
Whoever gets $1,000 today, obviously you still got to win tomorrow to keep it. Alex, today's topic is?
Vegetables.
Go, Bianca.
Kale.
Yes.
Broccoli.
Kumara.
Carrot.
Parsnip.
Yam.
Silver beet.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin.
Potato.
Mm-hmm. Leek.
Good soup.
Beetroot.
Cauliflower.
Peas.
Beans.
Corn.
Asparagus.
Spinach.
Now, look, hang on. I see Alex looking slightly... apprehensive.
Was there
a questionable answer? Was it corn? Or was it corn? I saw him get a little bit funny around corn.
No, it's all right. I was just checking some of the answers, but we're all good.
Hey!
We're all
good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no,
David,
means...
you did amazingly. But, Bianca, you are still the reigning champion, on track to pick up that $1,000 tomorrow.
Oh,
my God.
My bad. I accidentally hung up on David.
That's all right. We don't need him.
No, but that's what it looks like. Like, it looks like you're no good to us. You're gone. You know what I mean? David, if you're listening, my bad, mate. Fat fingers. But yeah, Bianca, you got one more round to get through tomorrow and the money's yours.
That's actually crazy. Yay.
Bianca, if I was you, I'd do all... Oh, not Bianca. I'd do all the study I could do in the next day as possible. Read.
All right, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, all your quizzes.
Category is, yeah. So.
And while you do that, if I was PJ, I'd learn all different nicknames between now and tomorrow as well. Good on you, Bianca.
Didn't really roll off the tongue as well as I...
No nickname you give anyone ever does.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Every week on the show, Jason's dad, Aussie Paul, joins us to answer your questions. You can text us 9696 or hit us up on our Facebook page. Time to give him a call.
Dial him up.
Hello?
Oh! Mum, hello? Are you stealing Dad's segment?
No, he's out trying to blood some vinegar.
Is what? What? What's he doing?
I've got corned beef to cook and I've got no vinegar. So I've sent him out to bludge some vinegar.
Oh, God, the issue's hitting the caravan park, the Savo. All right, so do we need to call back?
Hang on, he's just walked in.
Well, I forgot today was a work day.
How you going, Dad?
I just come back from fishing. It's a beautiful day, mate.
Is it? Hey, Paul, out of curiosity.
You didn't stab any.
What? What'd you say?
You didn't stab any vinegar.
I did. Goodness gracious, woman. Hang on a minute.
Okay, all right, okay, we'll wait. This is awkward.
Just leave it there and I'll fix it up in a minute.
It's brown vinegar.
That's white vinegar. You're blind. I know that. It's
brown. Oh, my God. It sounds like you and me.
I know. 20 years' time.
I'm here. All yours.
Hey, Paul, you wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it.
We've got more questions.
Beauty.
Okay.
The first one coming through is from Karen. She says, hey, Paul, I'm a hairdresser and I'm terrible at small talk. Have you got any tips or topics that you reckon would be good to start off convos?
A hairdresser that's not good on talk?
Yeah.
I find this very difficult to believe because most of them never shut up.
Actually, I should point out, it's probably been some time since Dad's been to a hairdresser.
Who does your hair, Paul?
Me. I've got a little thing, a little round thing that cuts your hair. It's round over the top of your head.
Oh, like a razor?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, right.
It's electric.
Right, okay.
It spins around and cuts you, you know.
All right.
There's not much to cut, mate.
Anyway, what's the small talk tip?
Ask the person, are they married, or have they got a boyfriend, or they drink a lot, or...
I don't think you want to open with, so what colour do you want to do today, and are you a heavy drinker? Like, you know what I mean?
Mum went to the hairdressers recently out of a little town out here in the bush.
Yep.
And they never shut up. They just talked and talked and talked. I don't know. Country people, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing you. Yeah. Next question.
The next question comes from Chris. He says, hey, Paul, I've been dating a girl at work for a few weeks. Is it too early to say I love you yet?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, a couple of weeks. Come on, you got to do better than that.
Yeah, that's...
You don't even know the person in a couple of weeks, do you?
Pump the brakes.
3 weeks is just too early.
How many people have you said it to, Dad?
Only one.
Oh,
that's a bit cute. I'm wondering, though...
Hang on. That was Mum, right? I just want to check. We just assumed.
Yeah.
You know, we just assumed.
I'm wondering, because Chris works with her, maybe they've actually known each other for a while, and that's maybe why he's, you know, maybe he's a bit more sure than what you normally would be at this stage.
Yeah, that's possible. But it's still short, mate. You've got to get to know the people, you know.
Dad, you know how PJ used to date that friend of mine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't. Don't bring this back up.
They hadn't said I love you yet, right?
Yeah.
They were in bed together. They were just...
Oh.
Now Dad's listening.
This is weird.
Oh.
And Michael said to her, I love your body, in the heat of the moment. And she thought he said, I love you, Polly. So she said back, I love you too.
And now it's not happening, is it?
No, oh. Truth serum from Paul. Yep, cheers, mate. No, it's not happening. I am single. All good. Love it.
Who are you with now?
No one.
Come on.
No, I'm legitimately with no one, Paul. I don't have a boyfriend. I'm single. I'm happy. Okay. I'm empowered by myself.
Okay. On that note, Dad, we're going to leave you to it.
Okay, BJ.
Bye-bye.
Did he call you BJ?
He just called me BJ.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Okay, bye, Dad.
What?
ZM's Jason PJ.
Stevie and Davo, one of our interns on the show. Is he still an intern?
No, he's not an intern anymore.
We're not
Do
paying.
We pay him?
Yes, we pay. Oh, look at you. Typical you trying to save all the dollars for yourself. You got enough, mate. You got enough.
Thank you so much.
Intern Deviant was telling me a story about a mate of his today.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out. I was like, oh, mate. Like, red flag. Tell PJ.
Heaps of my mates went to a festival in Europe called Szeged Festival, 7-day festival.
In Budapest.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And turns out one of my friends had a romance there, fell madly in love with the girl.
Now, initially I was like, well, because he would have been off his face at a festival, but no, they actually fell in love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's moving back to England. She's currently in New Zealand renewing her visa so she can go back to England and is going to move in with him. After meeting him at a festival for just 7 days.
Red.
What?
Flag.
Not necessarily, Jason. Sometimes they just say when you fall in love, you fall in love. And it doesn't matter about time.
Nah, it's a major red flag.
That is 0 to 100.
That is 0 to 100 real fast.
Real quick.
But you hear about those stories and you hear about those people who've been together for like 50 years. And Gareth and Tina, they just boom.
Yeah, but then you get them separately. Okay, we know what they're doing in their private time. But then you get them in a separate room and you're like, how's Tina? Oh, I can't stand her. And then Tina enters the room. We're so happy. Like, my thing is...
But like, also, like, look, they live in different countries. If they're going to do it.
Yeah, but shouldn't... Oh, coming off a long distance relationship. We know how that turns out. But wouldn't you say, hey, babe, fly back to New Zealand. Let's Skype a bit. Make sure there's something there. Or move over, but let's not move in together straight away.
It always depends
on... Get flatties.
People's life circumstances, though. Like, maybe they're actually in a limbo phase and they actually just were like, okay, I've got nothing else going on right now. Oh, he's nodding. I'm correct. I'm on the money.
That's exactly why I reckon people do it, is when they've got no other options, no one else to live with, so they're like, oh, yeah, I'll live with this girl I fell in love with at a festival.
It's a convenience relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been like that. Not with Lou.
Okay,
no, God, no.
Sounded a little bit like it was Lou.
No. Trust me, guys. I know I'm punching. I'm holding on to her with two hands, okay?
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Lots of texts coming through, 9696. Moved in together after 3 weeks. We met online as well. Been together 14 years now. Two kids. Love my beer.
Hang on, what?
Oh, it's the nickname for her partner.
We don't know that. They might just love beer.
No, B-E-A-R.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad. I thought you said beer. I'm like, what a random sign off. Just a random note. Yeah, cool. Oh, hi, I'm Jace. Thanks for the text. I like wine. 0800 dial ZM. Give us a call if you're one of these people. G'day, Leah. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
All right. Is it you? Just goes from 0 to 100?
Yeah, me.
What happened?
So my brother came over from Australia with his friends, followed the cricket, fell in love with one of his friends, told me to move over, moved over a week later, and now we're engaged.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long you been together now?
2 years.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Wait, were you going to go, oh, it's too soon to call it?
Oh, no, I would have lied. And went, oh, you'd be happy ever after.
But. Leah, did you just have like that knowing feeling? Did you just know?
Yeah, like straight away, like as soon as I met him.
It's like a movie.
Was there ever a moment though, like you made the move and you're like, oh, Leah, you've done the wrong thing here?
Yeah, like he leaves his moldy dishes everywhere and I had to clean them up. Yeah, I nearly said no.
Right, so he was looking for a housekeeper, you were looking for a boyfriend. But, you know, just like a movie, it worked out. Okay.
Hello, Han.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Have you been, have you gone from 0 to 100 very fast?
Yeah, my partner and I met on Tinder 3.5 years ago and I moved in within a week and we're still together.
Okay, wait, you moved in within a week of meeting him?
Yeah.
How many dates in that week?
Well, our first date was like 14 hours long, so...
What did you...
Don't answer that.
No, not that kind of date.
Right, okay.
Sounds like it.
We just did literally all of the date things you can think of, you know, museum, mini golf, cinema, pub.
No, it's not the date things PJ was thinking of.
Yes, it was. Oh, that's so sweet.
Locations, not manoeuvres. Like mini golf, music. I'm letting
Hannah,
you know.
Hannah, that is so lovely. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Oh, congrats. I'm finding it's a lot of people who are online dating gone straight into it.
Hope. Hello, yeah. Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
You went from 0 to 100 really fast. What happened?
Yeah, so we met and we moved in a few days later and it's our 15-year anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
That is awesome. Where did you meet?
We actually met online, if you believe it, but not on online dating. Not on online dating, just a website.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, there you go. Oh, God, Shannon.
Yeah?
As soon as you said that, I look over at PJ to continue the conversation and just picked the phone up. I've never seen someone try and get Wi-Fi signal so fast in my life.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Oh, it's a family dinner. Fletch, Vaughn and Megan are joining us this afternoon.
I don't think PJ's ready. She's on Bumble.
Oh, please, don't lie.
Well, you never know who you're going to cross. Oh, that's not the cross the paths with one, is it?
No, no, that's happened.
Oh, I can't keep up with your kids and your buddy.
Young.
And your herpes catching devices.
Big night for you guys tonight. It is the final of the $10,000 Fact of the Day pub quiz.
I just signed the giant novelty check.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah,
that's
so we've
so
got one of those.
That's so much money, eh? That's so exciting.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. I just thinking we need a good prize and then someone said $10,000. I was like, that's ridiculous.
No,
and
you know what it was? Save my break-in.
Ah, save my break-in.
No surprises.
I don't know what a break-in is, but save my bacon, do great work.
This company's not coughing up the money, man.
Question, why is Vaughn in a suit and Fletcher's in track pants?
Because some of us take a professional formal event seriously.
I thought we'd all agreed not to do formal.
He's the quiz master.
Yeah.
I knew that because I've been to one of the heats.
Gotcha.
Got a certain reputation to uphold.
I'm marking tonight.
I'm a little worried about
that. Oh, yeah. Can I flag this? So PJ and I have been given the job that we have to go through the results. I said to PJ, I think it's just for like a bit of a front. We're actually going to have professional
but
people
Caitlin
do that.
Told me that I've been assigned to that job.
Okay, so put down the wine.
Because technically you're still on the clock. I mean, I'm having a wine, but I'm loosening up.
Megan's got a point. And you're like, oh, I'm going to score them. Yeah. You're going to hand this sheet back with your phone number on it if it's a good-looking team.
Enough of the characterization.
This could be, marking tonight could be what finally breaks your friendship with Caitlin because she runs a tight ship at the marking desk. Ooh, cracks a whip.
Yeah, I don't think I'm
going to
be doing this.
Like, you guys
I'll be a mingler. Can I be a professional mingler?
Yeah, we always need minglers, not distractors.
Not during the thing. You know, during like the actual quiz, it's quite serious.
Oh, we can't talk.
No.
Oh, I thought it was a big social event.
No, it's not karaoke or anything like that tonight. It's like, it's 10 grand. Do not be the person. You guys haven't had like an altercation or anything in any of the heats, have you?
No, we've had a tiebreaker, but that
No altercations. No, it's all been Philly.
No fights.
Let's not be the show that starts that.
Maybe we'll just sit out here while it's happening.
Yeah, do you want us to go to a different building? That's the vibe I'm getting.
You sit in here, we'll swipe the swipe card at the end of every round and let you out. But then, like the animals at the zoo at the end of the day, when it's time to go back in the cage, we'll just toss some food in, you'll chase it, and we'll shut the door behind you.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Spy.co.nz.
Well, Taylor Swift fans are rejoicing after many cryptic videos being posted on her social over the last week with that snake, reptile, amphibian thing. It has been confirmed she's got new music on the way. She's got a new album coming out in November that's going to be a 6th album. It is called Reputation. If you haven't seen the artwork for it, she's basically in front of a newspaper that says Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift everywhere. So a lot of people are inferring from this that she will address the Kim Kardashian, Kanye beef.
That'll be a song.
Katy Perry beef. Although, actually, there are rumours going around that Katy Perry may even feature on the album. Apparently, Drake's going to be on the album.
The only featuring that will happen between those two is the Taylor Swift album as a coaster at Katy Perry's house. That'll be it.
I don't know. I feel like a publicity stunt is building. And because Katy Perry's hosting the VMAs this weekend, I feel like they're gonna do something.
Oh, they'll do a forced, awkward hug on stage.
Do you reckon?
Oh, that'll look real.
So anyway, Taylor Swift's 6th album, it is due out on November 10th and new single dropping tomorrow. We will play it here for you first on ZM.
Do we know the time?
It'll be in the afternoon sometime.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yes.
All right, nice.
That is your spy. For more, make sure you hit up ZM Online.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.